Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早安。
I'm really excited today.
我今天很兴奋。
Because I believe the message that God has given us is something that God wants to encourage us.
因为我相信今天神要给我们的信息是神要激励我们的信息。
I think for the last year, this is a time when I saw most of you again. I'm really excited.
所以这个时候，我觉得是我见到最多的弟兄姐妹的时候。
Although you always come, but this is a time when I see you all come.
虽然大家都常常来，可是我觉得这个时候好像是我见到最多人来的时候。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Father, lead us into your worship.
亲爱的天父，我们来到面前敬拜你。
May you be glorified.
愿你得到荣耀。
As we meditate on your word.
当我们来思想你的话语时。
May your word be a light to our path.
愿你的话语成为我们脚前的光。
And help us.
帮助我们。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody get to know my topic and said it was very interesting.
有人知道我今天要讲到的主题，说这是很有意思的一个题目。
Some of you may even think, is it biblical to have such a topic?
有人可能会想说，今天这样的一个 讲题是符合圣经吗？
It makes more sense for the English title.
英文来看的话，可能是比较容易理解。
It's a desperate fight. Desperate fight.
背水一战。
It's about the fight is desperate because it's a fight for survival to win or to die.
这是一个很重要的一个征战，因为这个征战不是赢就是输。
There's no saying about the water at our back and we fight. There's no English direct comparison saying that we fight with the water at our back.
这个跟中文不是说我们背着水在那边战争，跟这个字也没有关系。
In English we say the bear against the wall, right?
在因为里面是讲到说是要攻城的一个战争。
To fight with the water in the back is something that happened in the Chinese history.
这个中文的题目呢是在中国的历史上是有这样的一个故事的。
Before the Han Dynasty.
在汉朝的时候。
There was a war.
有一个战争。
There was a very famous general called Han Xin.
有一个将军叫韩信。
It's known to be a great general.
他是一个 很有名的将军。
One time he want to make his army stronger.
有一次他想要振奋他的军队。
So he purposely have the river behind his back.
所以他特别把那个军队带到一个河边。
With the enemies right in front of them.
他的前面是敌军，后面是河水。
So there's no retreat for the army.
所以对他自己的军队来讲是没有退路的。
So they fight to win and to go forward.
所以他们只能向前征战，然后势必要赢。
So it become a saying in Chinese, you fight with the water behind your back.
所以这个中文题目的意思就是你在征战的时候，你的后面是河水。
And I found out that also happened in the Bible, in the passage today.
但是我发现在圣经里面有一段经文是跟这个很类似的情景。
There are three main focus in our sermon today.
我们今天讲到的题目里面有三个重点。
Why is there a desperate fight?
为什么有一个背水之战?
And how to face a desperate fight?
如何面对背水之战?
And what is the result of that desperate fight?
什么是背水一战的结果?
For us to know the passage, we need to know the scripture background.
我们要知道今天的信息就要先来了解经文背景。
We need to study the Old Testament books.
我们需要来研读旧约的历史书。
In Romans chapter 15 verse 4 says,
在罗马书15章第4节这样说,
For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement to provide we might have hope.
从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
The challenge to read Old Testament historical book.
在读旧约历史书里面的挑战是
is to find the spiritual meaning behind the story.
是在其中按着正义来找出属灵的教导。
The theme of the book of Joshua is inheriting the promised land.
约书亚记的主题是承受应许地。
The people of Israel left Egypt.
以色列人他们离开了埃及。
They spent 40 years in the desert, in the wilderness.
他们在旷野走了40年。
And they inherit the promised land, the Palestine today.
他们最终是要承受在巴勒斯坦那边的应许之地。
The division of the book of Joshua is very clear.
约书亚的分段是很清楚的。
And very easy to remember.
也很清楚，也很简单记住。
Chapters 1 to 5, entering Canaan.
第一章到第五章是进迦南。
Then from verses, chapter 6 to 12, is possessing Canaan.
第六章到第十二章是讲得迦南。
To possess by fighting a war.
是要借着征战来得迦南。
And then chapters 13 to 24 is about dividing the possessed Canaan.
13章到24章是讲到分迦南。
And the passage we look at today,
我们今天要看的经文,
we have to know what has just happened.
我们要先来知道发生了一些什么事情。
First, they crossed the River Jordan.
第一件事就是他们过约旦河。
They from the eastern side of Canaan, they cross the Jordan River to enter promised land.
他们从约旦河的东岸跨越了约旦河，进入神所应许他们的地方。
And it was a miracle.
这是一个奇迹。
The Jordan River was flooded.
因为在那个时候，约旦河是水位高涨的。
There was no road.
并没有路让他们走。
But yet God opened a road.In the water by splitting the river.
但是神在约旦河当中把水分开，留了一条干路。
Something that God also did 40 years ago.
四十年前，神也为以色列人行这样的一个神迹。
Splitting the Red Sea.
就是分开红海。
And then before they attacked Jericho, they stopped at a place called Gilgal.
在他们攻打耶利哥城之前，他们来到基甲这个地方。
And in Gilgal, they first they get circumcised.
在基甲这个地方，他们行割礼。
And then they observe Passover.
然后他们守逾越节。
And then manna stopped.
然后玛纳止住。
The food they only need to go out and collect. They don't need to do anything for it.
在旷野的时候，神从天上降玛纳，他们只要去拾取玛纳，就有食物可以吃了。
And then they start to eat new food.
但是到他们要进了迦南的时候，玛纳停了，他们开始吃新粮。
The passage we read today can be divided into two main parts.
我们今天所读的经文可以分为几段。
And chapter 5, verses 13 to 15, seeing a vision.
第五章十三节到第六章五节，第五章的十三节到十五节是见异象。
And then chapter 6, verse 1 to 5,Receiving military strategy.
第六章的一到五节是讲到领策略。
As I mentioned, the event happened at Gilgal.
我们刚刚讲到这个故事发生的地点是在基甲。
Where's Gilgal? This is the Canaan map.
基甲在哪里呢？我们现在看到的是迦南的地图。
Maybe for those who are like me, cannot see, so I kind of.Choose another one for you.
有些人可能像我一样不能看得很清楚，我现在放大给你们看。
You cross the Jordan River.
你跨越约旦河。
Before you face the first major city.
在你遇到第一座大城市。
In between is the city of Gilgal.
是在基甲之间。那个城市是介于基甲之间。
To get Jericho, the Israelites was fighting.The battle with the Jordan River at the back.
所以当以色列人他们要攻打耶利哥城的时候，他们是从基甲出发，那约旦河就在他们背后。
So let us answer the first question.
现在我们要来回答第一个重点。
Why is there a desperate fight?
为何有背水一战？
There's a desperate fight because there's no return. It's very difficult to go back.
第一个原因是退难。
Especially, there's no road to go back.
因为无路可退。
When they come, there's no road, but God opened the road.
当他们来到约旦河的时候是没有路的，可是神开了一条路。
And then after they cross, what happened?
他们过了约旦河以后发生什么事呢？
Chapter 4 verse 18.
第四章十六节。
And the priest came up out of the river carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord. No sooner had they set their feet on the dry ground than the waters of the Jordan returned to the place and ran a flood stage as before.
抬耶和华约柜的祭司从约旦河里上来，脚掌刚落旱地，约旦河的水流就流到原处，仍旧涨过两岸。
So it was a miracle to have a road to cross a river.
所以他们能够从约旦河走干地过河，那是一个神迹。
It was obviously an act of God.
很明显的，这是神的作为。
But what happened?
但是接着发生什么事呢？
After they crossed the road, the river closed up and there was no road anymore.
在他们过了约旦河之后，水仍回流原地，他们已经没有退路了。
Sometimes when we face difficulties in our life,
有时候当我们在生活当中遇到一些困难，
our desire is to go back to where we were before.
我们常常会想要回到我们原来的地方去。
When I first received the first traffic ticket in the U.S.
当我第一次来美国的时候
，I get a traffic ticket. Traffic ticket.
我第一次在美国拿到罚单。
You know the first one came to my mind.
你知道我想的第一件事是什么吗
？I want to go back to Hong Kong. I was so discouraged.
我想要回到香港，因为我觉得很丧志。
But the fact is, the longer I stay in the U.S., I find it the harder to go back.
但是当我在美国待越久，我就发现要回香港是很困难的。
Sometimes it's desperate, it's difficult.
有时候是很难的。
Because we cannot run away from where we were and go back to where we were.
因为我们不能逃避我们现在所面对的而回到过去的地方。
The Jordan River, when it was flooded, is very calm.
约旦河水涨的时候，其实看起来好像是很平静。
But when it was flooded, it looked like this. There's no way to cross.
但是当它水涨得很高的时候，是没有办法让你跨越的。
Even if it's not like this,
虽然它看起来不像这样子。
The passage mentioned that the water overflowed the banks.
在经文里面是讲到说，这个水是涨过两岸。
There's no way you can walk across.
你是不可能靠近那个河水的。
So there's no way to go back.
所以是没有退路的。
And sometimes it's difficult to go back.
有时候我们要回头走是很难的。
You look at the people of Israel, there was a very painful past.
如果我们来看以色列的历史，他们是有前车可鉴。
When you see why what happened before,
如果我们看见过去发生的事情，
they were supposed to enter Canaan from Egypt.
以色列的民是应该从出了埃及以后就可以进入迦南的。
But then they did not obey God.
但是他们并没有顺服神。
They complained.
他们抱怨。
They said, they want to go back to Egypt.
他们说他们想要回到埃及。
How great the green tribes and the pumpkin were in Egypt.
因为在埃及是很好的，有水果，有蔬菜。
I don't know why somebody would like a pumpkin. Sorry.
我不知道为什么会有人喜欢南瓜。
I went to Costco, $6.99 a pumpkin.
我去到Costco 那个大卖场，要6.99一颗南瓜
，very big，
很大的一颗南瓜。
My eyes didn't even bring to get one and go home。
我一点都没有想要说要去拿一颗回家。
Tribes is good to eat. Tribes, green tribes is good to eat.
韭菜很好吃。
But you ask my children.
但是你如果问我的孩子。
It really smell bad.
他们都说很难闻。
I was sorting out the seeds of the green tribes for next year.
我正在储备明年要种的韭菜籽。
My daughter was across on the other side.
我的女儿在房子另外一边。
And she said, "Your room is so smelly. I had to close the door."
我女儿说，你的房间闻起来实在是很不好闻，我要关我的房门。
But yet the people of Egypt, whenever they think about hard times, they think about Egypt, they think about the pumpkins, they think about the green tribes.
当以色列人他们离开了埃及的时候，他们一直在思念在埃及那时候的韭菜那里的南瓜。
They said compared to people in Canaan, they are like grasshoppers.
他们说，他们如果跟迦南人那边的人比起来，他们自己像蚱蜢一样小。
So at the end, God said, since you don't want to Canaan, And can I allow you to be in the wilderness for 40 years until only two people left and enter the promised land?
因此神跟他们说，你们既然不想进迦南地，那我就让你们在旷野流浪，一直到只有两个人存留，十二神才让他们开始再进迦南。
So to go back to where we were, to the painful past is not a good choice.
所以当我们再回到过去那一些痛苦的时候，其实是不是一个好的选择。
I think that's a Christian life.
这是我们基督徒生活的样式。
God wants us to remember the past.
神要我们记得过去的经验。
But he didn't want us to go back to where we were.
但是他并不要我们回到过去的那个境况。
Because he wants us to move forward.
因为神要我们前进。
But it's difficult.
但是前进也很难。
It's very difficult to move forward.
进难。
There was no open road ahead.
因为无路可进。
The problem is they have the biggest obstacle in front of us.
因为他们前面有一个很大的障碍和困难。
There was a city of Jericho.
在那里有一个耶利哥城。
The house she lived in, referred to Rahab, was part of the city wall.
这里有一段经文讲到，拉合的房子，他的房子是在城墙上，然后住在城墙上。
So it must be a very big wall.
所以那个城墙应该是一个很大的城墙。
And the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in.
耶利哥的城门因以色列人就关得严谨，无人出入。
So it has a big wall.
所以我们看到一个大的城墙。
They don't have to fight.
他们住在里面的人，他们不需要征战。
They only need to wait things out by remaining in the city.
他们只要以逸待劳。
The Jericho's wall is very interesting.
耶利哥的城墙是很有意思的。
It's very strong.
它很坚固。
It has a strong big outside wall.
它有一个很坚固的外墙。
It has a very big inside wall.
有一个很大的内墙。
And in between the first wall and the back wall,You have some poor people living there.
在外墙跟内墙中间有一些贫穷的人住在那里。
And it was, and it's like that on the left hand side. So there are houses on the being part of the wall, but between the two walls.
所以就像我们看到的荧幕上面左边那个图画一样，他们住的那些房子都在两个墙的中间。
So it's the biggest defense.
这是一个很坚固的防御。
To defend themselves, they only need to be act like a turtle. They put everything in and don't come out.
所以他们只要做一个像缩头乌龟一样，在里面不出来，就可以得到防御了。
So it's very difficult. Very difficult to move forward.
所以要攻打的人是很难前进的。
Difficult to proceed.
很难进前。
So because of that, Joshua had to seriously consider what to do.
因着这样一个缘故，约书亚他必须要绞尽脑汁。
Then Joshua son of Nun, chapter 2 verse 1, then Joshua son of Nun secretly sent two spies from Shittim, go, look over the land, he said.
约书亚记二章一节这里讲到，当下嫩的儿子约书亚从石亭暗暗打发两个人做探子，吩咐说，你们去窥探那地和耶利哥。
So he did whatever he could.
他一直很努力在做他能够做的事。
He sent spies.
他差遣探子。
And then when he was near Jericho,
当约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候
，he was nearby.
他靠近的时候
，and he really literally looked up.
他举目观看。
What was he doing?
他在做什么呢
？He was seriously thinking about how to defeat this turtle in the shell.
他正在绞尽脑汁的想要攻打这一群缩头乌龟。
So when he say he looked up today's application,
讲到他举目观看，对我们今天的应用。
In Chinese, there's a saying, "No returning arrows when stretching about."
我们中文有一句话，开弓没有回头箭。
There's no turning back.
不可能回到从前。
God never intend for us to go back to where we were before.
神不要我们回到我们过去的样式。
God didn't want us to give up our faith when things are tough and be a non-Christian again.
神不要我们在遇到困难的时候就放弃我们的信仰，成为非信徒。
God doesn't want us to find out that our marriage is difficult, and then we want to get divorced.
神不要我们在婚姻里面发现困难的时候，我们就想要离婚。
You may must think that Pastor Hui have a prince and Cinderella story.
你可能会想到说，许牧师有那种公主与王子的故事。
Last year was my 30th year of wedding anniversary.
去年是我结婚三十周年。
And I remember I passed one say at the wedding.
我还记得在我的婚礼的时候，牧师说的话。
It was at my older brother's wedding.
哦，那是我哥哥的婚礼。
And he said, the pastor said,
牧师在婚礼的时候说，
There's no relationship as sweet and as good as marriage.
没有任何的关系像在婚姻里面的关系那样子的甜美。
And at the wedding, everybody said, that's right.
在婚礼的时候，每个人都觉得是很有道理。
Then he said,
然后他说，
There's no relationship as painful, as bad as marriage.
也没有任何的关系像婚姻中的关系那样子的痛苦那样子的难受。
Honestly, I tell you, don't tell my wife.
我告诉你，你不要告诉我太太。
If I ever choose again, I will choose to be single.
如果我可以再做一次选择，我会选择单身。
Not because my wife is bad.
不是因为我的太太不好。
Sometimes I really feel sorry for her.
很多时候我觉得对她很抱歉。
Every time I start cooking my wife, my whole family gets so scared.
每一次我在家里煮东西的时候，我全家人都很害怕。
You can't imagine if I cook three dishes, I end up messing up the whole kitchen.
你不能想象，我只要煮三道菜，我可以把整个厨房弄得很脏乱。
I will mess up the floor.
我会把地上弄得很脏。
I will cook enough for you to eat for 2 weeks.
我会煮到让你可以吃两个礼拜吃不完。
So now my family said no more barbecue.
所以我的家人都跟我说，不可以再烤肉了。
It is painful.
很痛苦。
I am thankful for my wife.
但是我也很感谢我太太。
Not even once she said to me that I want to leave you.
但是她从来没有跟我说过一次说我想要离开你。
She always had my best interest in her mind.
她总是把我看得最重要。
She once said,
她有一次这样说，
The Lord has told me,
神告诉我，
I will never get rich when I marry a pastor.
主跟我说，我嫁了一个牧师的丈夫，我不可能富有的。
So in between ministry,
但是在这些侍奉当中，
whenever I move from one church to another church,
因着侍奉的关系，我从一个教会搬到另外一个教会。
My wife always back me up.
我的太太总是支持我。
Recently she said to me,
最近她这样跟我说，
you are not a pastor being able to deal with church fights.
他说你并不是一个能够来面对在教会很多争论的一个牧师。
It's enough after 60 years. It's enough for you. After you are 60 years old, you've been ministering 40 years.
在你已经60岁了，也服侍了40年之后，教会这样的一些问题对你来讲是够的。
So just enjoy speaking in different churches.
所以你现在可以享受你现在在不同的教会服事的时间。
Then she said in Chinese.
他是用中文说的。
Don't worry.
不要担心。
我养你。
I support you.
So I really was one of the pastors that I don't have to worry about my finance.
所以我不用担心我的经济问题。
Sometimes I want to ask her, if you ever get to choose again, will you choose to marry a pastor?
很多时候我想问大家说，如果你有机会选择，你会选择嫁给一个牧师吗？
There's no need to ask.
其实不需要问的。
Because the idea of turning back never even appeared in her mind.
因为在我的太太的脑子里面，这样的思想从来没有出现过。
Christian walk is also like that. Although it was a miracle for God to lead us where we are today.
我们基督徒的生命也是像这样子，很多时候神把我们带到今天这样的情况，其实就是一个神迹。
Once we pass a miracle, we cannot go back to where we were before.
当我们经历了这样的神迹，我们就不应该再回到从前。
There's no turning back.
没有后路。
I love children before I have children.
在我还没有孩子之前，我很喜欢小孩子。
I taught people how to do parenting.
我教教别人怎么样做父母。
Are two big principles.
我教导他们教养孩子的两个原则。
You know, I have no children. Are two principles.
我还没有孩子之前呢，我就有教养孩子的两个原则。
And now I have two children and I have no principles.
现在我有两个孩子，我已经没有任何原则了。
You know, I was saying when they're growing up, when my children were growing up,
当我的孩子长大
I want them to be able to walk.
当我的孩子在成长的时候，我希望他们能够走路。
I was worried when they didn't start walking.
当他们还不会走路的时候，我很担心。
Then when they start walking.
可是当他们开始走路了。
I hope they had not learned walking.
我希望他们从来没有学会走路。
And when my daughter was very slow in learning to speak.
我的女儿学讲话学得很慢。
So I pray for her to be able to speak.
所以我一直为他祷告，让他能够学会讲话。
And after she learned to speak, I wish she can stop speaking.
当我女儿会讲话以后，我真希望她不再讲话。
I'm not saying that they're bad. I really feel that, you know, sometimes you go through that kind of feeling.
我并不是说我的孩子不好，但是我只是说，有时候我们经历这一些的那些感受。
You want to get something.
你想要得到一些东西。
Once you get something, it's not what you think it was.
可是当你得到以后呢，你发现说这个东西并不是你想象的那样。
You want to go back to where it was before.
你想要回到从前。
But to get married.
但是结婚了。
To have children.
有孩子了。
Even for me, like moving from California to the East Coast.
像我从加州搬来东岸。
You cannot just use an eraser, erase and go back to where it was before.
你不可以拿一个叉子就把一些事情叉掉，然后就回到从前。
Sometimes you can be in a desperate situation.
有时候这是一个让你很困难迷惑的一个境况。
Sometimes you feel you get stuck.
有时候你好像就堵在那里不知道怎么办。
Maybe you haven't reached there yet.
可能你还没有碰过这样的情形。
I really feel that I'm stuck.
我真的发现我现在好像是被塞在那里。
And some people would not consider me to be the full-time pastor anymore.
很多人不认为我是一个全职的牧师。
You know, many churches have a rule that you retire at 65.
很多教会有这样的一个规矩，就是你在65岁要退休。
Now I'm 60 years old.
现在我60岁了。
I'm not yet ready to retire, but yet people don't want to take me in.
我并没有准备要退休，可是并没有人要我。
It really, really gets stuck.
真的是不知道怎么办。
You know, there's a Chinese supermarket in New Jersey.
在新泽西州有一个超级市场。
Last year, they asked me a question that I have never heard before.
上个礼拜，他们
last year
去年他们问我一个问题，是我从来没有听过的。
And I have to say, I'm really getting old.
那我就想说，我现在真的是老了。
They told me, you know, we have senior discounts.
你知道我们有老人的折扣吗
？I asked them, who can start to have a senior discount?
我问他说，那谁可以开始有老人折扣呢
？Can you believe I'm qualified for senior discount at this supermarket?
你可以相信我现在已经可以去拿老人折扣了吗
？On weekdays, if you are 60 years old, you get senior discount.
当你满了60岁，你就可以拿老人折扣了。
Sometimes I really feel stuck.
很多时候我真的是觉得就是这样子。
I cannot go back to being young.
我没有办法再回到年轻的时候。
I'm afraid about moving forward.
但是我也很害怕要往前进。
I have to start thinking.Whether I'm going to move to Florida, like many senior people.
我要想说，是不是要搬到佛罗里达州，就好像很多老人一样。
But once you stretch a bow, there's no returning arrow.
但是当你一射箭，是没有回头的机会。
I have a good Chinese couple friend who used to work in England.
我有一对好朋友夫妇，他们从以前在英国工作。
The husband is a computer engineer.
丈夫是一个电脑工程师。
And the wife is a nurse.
太太是一个护士。
So he got hired by IBM. They moved to San Francisco.
他们从英国搬到加州，搬到三藩市，因为先生被 IBM 聘请了。
Within a year,
在一年之内
，the husband was laid off by IBM.
先生被 IBM 解雇了。
Unexpectedly.
是意料之外。
And the wife found out that she had cancer.
太太发现她得了癌症。
They have two lovely children.
他们有一对可爱的儿女。
But the son was at an age that became to be very independent.
儿子是在那个正要争取独立的一个年龄。
It was about 25 years ago.
那是25年前。
Every time you saw him,He was playing Super Mario. You may not know what Super Mario is, but you play whole day Super Mario.
你看到那个男孩子，只要你见到他，他每次都在玩一个电玩玩具，叫做超级马里奥。
And he wanted to go back to London.
那个孩子想要回到英国去。
But fast forward, praise God.
但是我们现在快速前进，感谢神。
This young boy, his name is Paul. He got married.
这个年轻人，他的名字叫保罗，他现在结婚了。
Happily married with children.
他婚姻很快乐，而且有自己的孩子。
He found himself not talking about moving back to England anymore.
他现在已经不再谈说要回到英国的事了。
Sometimes when you get stuck,
有时候当你不知道怎么办的时候
，it's difficult.
是很难的。
When you cannot go back, you cannot move forward.
你不能回头，你也不能前进。
Therefore, you're in a very desperate situation.
因此，你是在一个好像背水一战的情况。
So when you're in that situation, what are you going to do?
所以，当你处在这样一个情况里，你应该怎么办呢
？How to face a very desperate fight or situation?
如何面对背水一战
？Are you searching for helpers or being a servant?
你是找帮手呢，或是做一个仆人
？Joshua went up to him and asked.Are you for us or for our enemies? Chapter 5, verse 13.
约书亚记第五章十三节，约书亚问他说：“你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们敌人呢？”
So when we want to move forward,
当我们想要前进时
，Are you looking for helpers?
你是在寻找帮助呢
？Or you looking?To a leader, for a leader to lead you.
或是你在寻找一个领导者可以来引导你
呢 ？Therefore, Joshua asked, "Are you here to help me, or are you going to help our enemies?"
因此，约书亚问：“你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们的敌人呢
？”The reply was very interesting.
这个人的回答是很有意思的。
He was the commander of the Lord's army.
他说他是耶和华军队的元帅。
It's a very special description.
这是一个很特别的描述。
You see the Lord's army.
你看到，耶和华的军队。
But the army of Jehovah, the commander is very unusual.
耶和华军队的元帅是很特别的。
And you have to do a lot of research about who he was.
如果你去找。找一些答案，说耶和华军队的元帅是谁
？Many people say it may be Jesus appearing in the Old Testament.
有人说可能是耶稣出现在旧约里。
I'm more for the angel of the Lord as the possible appearance of the pre-incarnate Jesus.
也有人说是耶稣的化身，是耶和华的使者。
And in the book of Daniel, it called the Son of Man.
在但以理书里面称这个元帅是人子。
I personally believe that this unique description is about this commander is God himself.
我自己个人是认为这个耶和华军队的元帅就是神他自己。
He's not a man.
他不是一个人。
He's not an angel.
他不是一个使者。
Because man and angel in Old Testament and New Testament don't allow people to bow down to them.
因为不管是人或是耶和华的使者，不管在旧约或新约，他们都不愿意人向他们敬拜。
But this commander accept Joshua bow down.
但是这一个元帅，他却接受约书亚在他面前伏地敬拜。
So when Joshua faced a very difficult situation,
当约书亚他面对一个很困难的情形时
，he really didn't have any answer.
他并没有任何答案。
And then he saw this.Commander.
但是他却看到这位元帅。
And this commander is very interesting.
这位元帅很有意思。
He has something in his hands.
他的手里有个东西。
He has a drawn sword in his hands.
他手里有拔出来的刀。
You know how many times did this description appear in the Old Testament?
你知道这一句话手里有拔出来的刀在旧约出现几次吗
？This appearance will definitely affect the way how we interpret the meaning. These appearances.Let give us a clue how to interpret the man with a sword drawn.
当他手里有拔出来刀这样的一个景象，让我们知道怎么样来解释这一句话。
The first time was Balaam, when he tried to go against God and to curse Israel.
第一次我们看见有这样一句话是在巴兰那个故事里面，他要来诅咒以色列人。
He was disobedient.
他不顺服神。
And the donkey didn't want to move.
他骑着一个驴，可是那个驴并不想往前。
The Balaam then kicked the donkey.
巴兰他就踢他的驴。
A miracle happened.
马上发生一件事情。
The donkey started talking.
那个驴就开始说话了。
It was a miracle, right?
这是一个神迹。
You know, donkey in the Israel society has a very special meaning.
你知道驴在以色列的社会里面有一个很特别的意义。
They are known to be there's a symbol of being dumb.
意思就是愚笨的意思。
And they are known to be stubborn.
他们也是有顽固的意思。
But even a dumb and stubborn donkey can see what a disobedient Balaam couldn't see.
即使是一个愚笨或是顽固的驴，他可不可以看见巴兰所看见不到的，就是不顺服神的一个结果。
And then God opened his eyes and see there was an angel holding a drawn-out sword in front of them.
然后神就打开巴兰的眼睛，让他看见有一个神的使者手里拿着拔出来的刀。
And then the third time was when King David disobeyed God.
在另外一个故事就是第三次，大卫王他不顺服神。
And then God was drawing out the sword towards God's people.
然后神就手里有拔出来的刀。要来击杀神的子民。
And then again, this drawn-out sword.
再次，这里讲到手里有拔出来的刀。
I can say from this appearances.
我可以从这些原则来讲出一个结论。
This sword is not meant to be for our enemies.
这个拔出来的刀并不是为了敌人的。
It is drawn out when people face a decision of obeying God or not.
这个时候来拔出来刀要对付的是当我们遇到一个决定的时候，我们是选择要顺服神还是不顺服神。
Believe it or not, the commander appeared in front of Joshua and asked him, are you going to obey me or not? I'm not going to help you. I'm going to be your commander.
所以这里就是讲到说耶和华军的元帅在约书亚的面前是要问他说，当你要做一个决定的时候，你要决定顺服神还是不顺服神。
So I believe the drawn-out sword is not for the city, it's for Joshua.
所以我相信这里手里拔出来刀这位使者来的不是为了要攻打这个城，而是为了约书亚而来的。
To make a quick summary,
很快的一个结论。
When we face a can't go back,cannot move forward situation.
当我们面对一个无路可进的时候，
we learn to be an obedient servant.
我们要学习做一个听神吩咐的仆人。
Not to have God help our plan.
不是要神来帮助我们的计划。
It's for God to help to lead us.
而是让神来带领我们。
Let him open a way for us.
让他为我们打开一条路。
So on my over 45 years of being a Christian, I really learned that.
在我将近45年的服事里面，我真是学到这个功课。
When we get stuck,
当我不知道怎么办的时候，
in our career,
在我的事业上，
in our relationship,
在我们的关系上，
in our marriage,
在我们的婚姻里，
and in our ministry,
在我们的侍奉里，
I have learned to sit on the matter, to sit on it, to wait and do nothing.
我学习就是等待，
and look to God.And be an obedient servant, whatever he asks me to do.
仰望神，做一个听神吩咐的仆人，来看神怎么带领。
Anyway, there's nothing I can do. Otherwise, I won't get stuck, right?
事实上，我就是不能做什么，不然我就不会不知道怎么做了。
So what is today's application?
所以，对我们今天的意义是什么呢？
Sometimes we ask God to help us. That's biblical.
有时候我们求神帮助我们，这是符合圣经教导的。
But as a mature Christian, we have to learn to ask God not just to help us, but to lead us.You see the difference?
但是作为一个成熟的基督徒，我们不是单单求神来帮助我们，而是求神来带领我们。
I believe the future of this church also have to look for the Lord's guidance.
我也相信这个教会前面的道路也需要来寻求神的带领。
There's no perfect solution. There's no perfect solution.
并没有一个完美的一个答案。
And often God's solution is something that we cannot ever figure out.
但是常常神帮助我们的一个答案都是我们想不到的。
Sometimes we want the pastor to be on our side.
有时候我们想要牧师站在我们这边。
Don't ever say that, oh, Pastor Daniel Hui said this.
不要说许牧师这样子说。
I'm afraid people said, Pastor Hui said this.
我很怕人家都会说许牧师这样说。
There was a church that was fighting among themselves.
有一个教会他们发生了一些纷争。
Then he said, I told Reverend Stephen Tong.
有一个人说，我跟唐牧师说。
唐勇啊，总勇哈。So he said, he said, I am on your side.
那一个人说，唐崇荣牧师跟我说，我是站在你这边的。
Reverend Tong said, I've never said that.
唐牧师说，我从来没有这么说。
It's not about me being on your side.
并不是我要站在你这边。
It's not even about God being on your side.
也不是神要站在你这边。
It's about what? Whether you are in on God's side, right?
而是你自己是不是站在神这一边。
Sometimes, it seems as if the bigger the church is, the more credibility the pastor of the church will be.
有时候那个教会越大，牧师就越有名望。
Then, a few years back, people like to go for pilgrimage to the churches in Korea.
几年前，很多人都喜欢去到韩国的一个教会。
One time, there was the biggest church in the world in Korea.
有一次在韩国有一个世界最大的教会。
Is the bigger the better? Is bigger the church the better?
教会越大越好吗？
The biggest church I ever been a pastor is about 400 members.
我过去曾经待过最大的教会是大概有400人。
I think if my church becomes 1,000, then I will become a more famous pastor.
我想如果我有一个教会是有1,000人的话，我会是一个蛮有名的牧师了。
Until I came across the founder of Logos Seminary where Abba George went to.
一直到我去到一个教会。
去到神学院。Abba George 去的神学院。The founder is called Dr. Phyllis Liu, 刘福里牧师。
有一位牧师叫刘福里。
And then he was discussing with one of the biggest Southern Baptist Church in Los Angeles Chinatown.
他在洛杉矶的唐人街带领一个最大的华人教会。
They are talking about church sizes.
他们在谈到教会的大小。
They're not talking about how big the whole church is.
他们并不是在谈论说教会有多大。
They're talking about how big the church prayer meeting is.
他们谈论的是，教会的祷告会有多大。
Sometimes churches are very big, but the prayer meeting is very small.
有很多教会很大，可是他们的祷告会很小。
They like to talk about how big the prayer meeting is.
他们喜欢谈论祷告会有多大。
And I believe that that's the main thing, right?
我相信这是最重要的。
When you look for God's guidance, you pray.
当你寻求神的引导，你祷告。
You need to go come to the prayer meeting.
你必须要来到祷告会。
I've never been in the prayer meeting in this church before.
我从来没有来到我们这个教会的祷告会。
It would be a problem if the church members do not like to come to prayer meeting, right?
如果这个教会有问题的话，弟兄姐妹不会喜欢去到祷告会。
Don't answer me.
不要回答我。
Because I always really value this church high.
我真的是很看重我们这个教会。
Don't tell me, if the prayer meeting is small. I don't know whether it's big or small, right?
不要告诉我你们教会祷告会有多小。
But the thing is, how big is your church prayer meeting?
但是重要的是你的教会祷告会有多大。
There's only one thing, the best thing you can do when you get stuck is being able to pray.
当你不知道怎么办的时候，只有一件事你可以做，那就是祷告。
We can pray.
我们可以祷告。
The main things the churches are facing today.
很多教会面对很多问题。
A marriage relationship,
有婚姻的问题。
And human relationship,
有人际问题。
Work,
有工作。
Health,
有健康的问题。
There's no perfect answer.
都没有一个完美的答案。
But one thing we know, we can look to God.
但是我们可以知道一件事，就是我们可以寻求神。
Don't ask him to assist you, ask him to lead you.
不要只是求神来帮助你，而是要求神来带领引领你。
You also not only have him as leading you, you also set apart for God.Give up your ownership.
你不只求神来带领你，而是你自己要分别为圣，放弃你自己的权利。
Verse 15,
十五节。
Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so.
耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说：“把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。”
You know Moses have a very similar religious experiences. Exodus chapter 3, verse 6.
摩西他也有很相似的经历。
Last year,
在去年之前
I believe that, oh, because where God was holy. I think where God was holy. Wherever God is holy.
在去年以前我认为说不管神在哪里那个地方就是圣洁的。
I still believe in that.
我现在仍然这样相信。
But I said because the sandals are dirty, so when my holy ground, we take it off.
因为我们认为我们的鞋是脏的，所以当我们来到圣地的时候，我们要把鞋脱掉。
And then find out, is the feet as clean as the sandals?
但是后来我发现，你鞋子脱掉，可是你的脚是干净的吗？
Then I realized, when I look at the pictures from the Middle East, that the feet were as dirty as the sandals, right?
所以当我去看一些中东时代，中古时代的那些照片，我发现他们的脚其实是跟他们的鞋一样脏的。
That's why they have water pots outside to wash your feet before you can go in.
因此，在那个时候的人，他们常常也有水在屋外，要随时洗脚的。
So what does it mean for us to take our sandals?
所以对我们而言，脱下鞋是什么意思呢？
And I realized.
然后我就发现
There is a reason for that saying.
这样子一个说法是有一个原因的。
Three times in the Bible it mentioned about taking off shoes in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面有三次讲到脱鞋。
One time is about Moses.
在摩西的时候讲到一次。
And then Joshua the second time.
然后约书亚是出现第二次。
I thank God for Ruth chapter 4 verse 7.
感谢神，在路德记四章第七节。
Now in early times in Israel, for the redemption and transfer of property to become final, one party took off his sandal and gave it to the other. This was, the method of legalizing transaction in Israel.
从前在以色列中要定夺什么事，或赎回，或交易，这人就脱鞋给那人，以色列人都以此为证据。
So when Boaz was about to marry Ruth.
当波阿斯他准备要跟要娶路德时
there was somebody in front of him in line to marry Ruth.
事实上还有另外一个人在他前面更有资格能够来娶路德。
The man only want the money and the property. She didn't want the woman.
但是那一个人他只想要金钱跟土地，他并不想要路德这一个女人。
And Boaz didn't need the money. She didn't need the property. She only want the woman, Ruth.
而波阿斯他并不需要钱，他也不需要土地，他只想要路德。
So they agree.
所以他们就达成协议。
They didn't shake hands.
他们并没有握手达成协议。
The other man took off his sandals and gave it to Boaz.
另外一个人把他的鞋脱下来交给波阿斯。
Unless you are within the country, you don't know why.
你如果不是在那个环境里，你不知道是为什么。
When you see, you explain why do you give the sandal to the other party?
当我们现在看到这个经文，我们就知道了。
It is a sign of giving up your ownership and transfer it to the other party.
这是一个证据，就是你要放弃你自己的权利，也把这一个主权交给另外一个人。
Then Moses and Joshua took off the sandals. Makes sense.
这样子来看的话，我们就明白摩西跟约书亚脱鞋的意义了。
There's no confusion about the feet is cleaner than the sandals.
这里并不是讲到说你的脚是不是跟鞋一样的干净或脏。
For Joshua taking off his sandals is a sign of giving up his ownership and set apart for God.
所以当约书亚愿意把他的鞋脱掉的时候，表示他放弃他的权利，他分别自己为圣。
So give up our ownership.
所以放弃我们的权利。
So.There are churches in India, they have a practice.
在印度的教会他们有这样的一个习惯。
You know, for the Hindus, they enter the temple, take off the shoes and sandals.
你们知道印度人他们要进到殿宇之前，他们会脱了鞋子再进去。
So many pastors, before they preach, they took off the shoes.
所以很多牧师他们要上讲台讲道之前，他们也把鞋子脱掉。
I thought about doing this today, but I don't want you to look at my socks.
我今天也有想到这样做，但是我并不想要你们看着我的袜子。
I really have to take off my shoes before preaching.
我真的是需要把鞋子脱掉再来讲道。
Set apart for God, a sign.
因为这是一个把自己分别为圣的记号。
Maybe we have to ask, are we a shoes of church?
或许我们会问说，那我们来到教会是不是也要脱鞋呢？
Very often when we have problems in marriage,
很多时候在我们婚姻有问题的时候，
problems among people,
在人际关系当中有问题的时候，
we are not willing to take off our shoes and be humble.
我们并不愿意把我们的鞋子脱掉而谦卑下
来。I'm not asking you to take off your shoes before you go to church, come to church next time.
我并不是告诉你说下次来教会时进教会前要脱鞋。
But symbolically, we need to take off our shoes.Before we come inside the church.
但是作为一个象征，我们应该要在进入教会之前把鞋脱掉。
A sister got baptized.
有一个姐妹她要接受洗礼。
It was a culture of the church to give a white handkerchief to cover the nose. When it went down the water, so water would not enter the nose.
在他们那个教会有这样一个习惯，就是给受洗者一条白帕子，可以遮盖他的鼻子跟嘴，让他进到水里面的时候，水不会跑到鼻子里面。
And the white handkerchief was given to the one baptized afterwards as a souvenir.
而这条白手巾呢，就会送给那个受洗的人，在洗礼之后就是他的了。
And my sister after get baptized, he kept the white handkerchief.
有一位姐妹她受洗之后呢，她就保留了那一条白手帕。
And he told people,
她就告诉人
，When I get baptized,
当我受洗的时候
，My white handkerchief was my white flag to God.
我的白手帕就是我对神投降用的白旗子。
I gave up my ownership to him.
我放弃我自己的权利。
Have you ever waved your white flag to God and said, "I give up my ownership and allow you to lead me"?
你有没有跟你的太太这样挥过这样的白手帕呢
？So what's the result?
那结果是什么呢
？If you are willing to be obedient,
当你愿意顺服神时
，allow God to lead you,
让神来带领你
，give up your ownership to God,
把你自己的主权交给神
，you will always face expected and unexpected results.
你会常常面对到意料之外，还有意料
之外的结局。Somehow unexpected
结局。
He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold.
这里有一个意料之外的事，就是约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料。
In the Old Testament, it's a used word, the way how they use Hebrew.
在旧约里面的时候，他们用希伯来文，很特别。
It's a saying when you have to say, look and behold.
每次他们说举目观看的时候
，He is helping us to pay attention to something unexpected.
其实这个都有一个说要你去注意，可能会在你意料之外的一些事情。
Remember when Abraham was sacrificing Isaac?
记得当亚伯拉罕他要献以撒的时候
，God stopped him from sacrificing Isaac.
神，禁止他来献以撒。
Then he looked and behold, what did he saw?
而亚伯拉罕他就举目观看，不料
there was a sheep, the ram trapped among the branches.
他看到一只公羊，卡在 树中间。
When you get stuck,
当你不知道怎么办的时候
，can't move back, can't go forward.
你不能后退，不能前进。
We have an wonderful God.
我们有一个奇妙的神。
Give your life to Him and wait for unexpected happenings.
将你的生命交给他，然后你就可以等待那意料之外的一个结局。
Also, there is something expected.
而这当中有一个意料之内的事。
Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See." I deliver Jericho into your hands along with his king and his fighting men.
耶和华晓谕约书亚说：“看哪，我已经把耶利哥和耶利哥的王，并大能的勇士都交在你手中。
If you are children of God,
如果你是神的儿女
，one thing is sure,
有一件事你可以确定的
，you may have a blockage,
你可能会有一些困难
，but it's only a transition to where God is leading you into.
但这只是一个过程，要去到神带你要去的地方。
Sometimes God allow you to face something unexpected.
有时候神让我们遇到一些意料之外的事。
Last time when I came to preach in the church, I started to learn what's the meaning of being fishers of men.
上一次我来正道之后呢，我学到一件功课，就是怎么样使得人如得鱼。
I always have a wonderful time with Chun Ming whenever we go fishing.
我跟春明去每次去钓鱼的时候，我们都有非常美好的时光。
When I go with other people, I never get anything.
当我跟很多其他的人去钓鱼的时候，我从来没有钓到任何东西。
I got weed more than I get fish. Weed, seaweed.
我捞到一些那个海草，比我捞到的鱼还多。
Whenever I go with Chun Ming, I only not only get fish, I always get more than he get.
我跟每次跟春明弟兄去钓鱼的时候，不只得到鱼，而且得到比我想象中的还多。
He spent a lot of his time helping me to fix my fishing rod all the time.
春明弟兄花很多时间帮助我来调整我的鱼竿。
And then last time, when I was here, he had an idea.
上次我跟他去钓鱼的时候，他有这样一个新的主意。
Let's go into another place to fish.
让我们去到另外一个地方钓鱼。
We are going to rent a boat and we.It was a good fishing time when I was here last time.
让我们去租船，然后上船钓鱼。
So when Chun Ming said that, you have to obey him. You went like that, right?
所以当初你这样讲，你就需要顺服他了，因为他知道怎么做的。
When I went there, all the boat were rented.
当我们去那里要租船的时候，所有的船都被租走了。
I said, "Oh, I don't think I'm going to get anything on the side."
我心里想说，哦，我今天在岸边大概钓不到任何东西了。
I spent 3 hours.
我们花了三个小时。
And as soon as he was there, I don't even get a bite. I don't even get a fish bite.
我坐在那里三小时，我的鱼竿动都不动，没有鱼来碰。
I said, "Brother Chun Ming, today is a very bad day."
我跟春明弟兄说，今天真是一个很糟糕的。
I don't even have the joy of the feeling of the fish biting my bait.
我甚至没有办法得到看到鱼来碰我的鱼竿这样的一个喜乐。
But God was merciful.
但是神很怜悯。
I don't want to go home and tell my wife I spent 3 hours and I got nothing.
我不想回家跟我太太说，我花了三个小时钓鱼钓不到任何东西。
You know, whenever I go fishing, my wife will prepare ginger, will prepare scallion, and get ready to steam the few fishes I am going to bring back.
你知道，每次我太太知道我去钓鱼的时候，她都会在家里准备姜、准备蒜，然后准备要蒸我钓回来的鱼。
God was merciful. God was good. God was only got one bite only.
神那天真的是很怜悯，我就有看到一条鱼来咬我的鱼竿。
不是 mine. Chun Ming's fish rod. Let me only got one.
春明的鱼竿有一条鱼来咬了。
You know what? Just before we are about to leave.
我们那天就钓了一条鱼，我们就要走的时候。
This lady from Beijing, I don't know whether she's not here today, right? Is she?
No.
She was come over.
有一个从北京来的太太走过来。
And asked, "Will you sell your fish?"
问我们说，你要卖你们钓到的鱼吗
？And then I realized there's another kind of fish bite. It's really exciting.
那我那时候就发现说，好像又有一条鱼要来碰我的鱼竿。
She was willing to give us her 围脖，围脖，围脖，围裙 ，Yeah。
哦，我就给那一个，
他给我们
那个太太给我们他的微信。
I don't even know what WeChat is. Okay, I don't know what WeChat is.
我并不知道微信是什么。
And then I said, "Oh, yeah, we are fishing today that day."
他就说，我就说，哦，我们这一天是在钓鱼。
But we are not fishing for fish, we are fishing for people.
但是我们今天并不是真的要得鱼，我们今天是要来得人。
I tell you that kind of bite is more exciting than any bite I ever had going with Chun Ming, right?
你知道那一天，因为有机会跟那个太太讲福音，我觉得那种看到鱼来上钩的人来。接触我的鱼竿的感觉比那个鱼来碰我的鱼竿更兴奋。
She bite, but she is not yet on the hook. We have to pray for her.
这位太太虽然来碰我的鱼竿，可是她还没有真的咬上，所以我们要为她祷告。
That's the unexpected, but it's exciting.
这是一个意料之外的事情，但是是很令人兴奋的。
This year I went to Atlantic City to preach.
今年我去大西洋城去传讲道。
I was about to think about maybe 2020 I shouldn't go anymore.
我都在想说，可能明年我应该不要再去了。
You know, it was 130 miles away.
因为总共有130几英里之远。
Going there is 2.5 hours.
我要花2.5 hours去到那里。
Coming back is 3 hours.
我回来的时候要花3个小时。
If I don't drink Vietnamese coffee, I cannot come back. I'm also tired.
如果我不喝咖啡，我真的是开不回来，因为太累了。
And then this year.2 or 4 times, I got a flat tire on the way.
今年在我去的4趟里面，有2次我的轮胎爆了。
You know something came out of my mouth. God forgive me.
神赦免我。我遇到这样的事情的时候，我嘴里面就出了。
I only told God, I don't tell people. Wait until now.
我只是跟神说，我没有跟人说，但是现在我要跟你们
说。I said in Mandarin.
我用中文讲。
神啊，今天我快一本了。The flat tire is going to cost me more than the honorarium I got.
我就跟神说我要亏本了，因为我要修我这个破胎的钱可能比我今天拿到的路费还要高。
I said, is it really worth to go anymore?
我在想说，我真的还值得再去那里讲道吗？
Well, so discouraged.
我非常的沮丧。
I met this guy.
但是我遇到这位人，这位弟兄。
An 80 years old man.
是一位80岁的老人家。
I met him because his younger sister want me to share the gospel with him.
我会认识他是因为他的妹妹希望我跟他传福音。
I have never met somebody who liked to talk so much.
我从来没有碰到一个人这么喜欢讲话。
I was there for 2 hours. He talked and talked and talked and talked, and I couldn't talk.
我跟他坐在那里两个小时，都是他在讲话，我都没有机会讲话。
No, even talking about chance to share the gospel. No chance to talk.
我一点都没有机会跟他讲到福音，讲到神。
And afterwards, he got sick, and her sister invited me to visit him in Brooklyn.
后来这个老人家生病了，他的妹妹邀请我去纽约的布鲁克林去看望他。
I'm so amazed. God has changed him so much.
我很惊讶的看见神改变了他。
We have common friends and become so close.
我们现在变成是好朋友。
Ever since I come to New York, there's only one man in Manhattan. Who can cut my hair? Only one man. I won't allow anybody else to touch my hair because I like a pastor hair.
当我搬到东岸之后呢，在纽约市，我只找到一个人，他可以剪我的头发。我不让任何一个人剪，因为这个人呢，只有他能够剪，帮我剪出一个牧师的头。
This guy is also a lifetime hairdresser.
这个老人家呢，也是一个理发师。
And he was my good friend's.The good friend of my hairdresser in Chinatown.
他是我在唐人街那个理发师的好朋友。
To cut a long story short,
长话短说。
And my wife is a nurse, and everything added up together, she didn't talk much. I did all the talking now.
因为他在医院里面，所以他没有机会讲话。那一次我去看望他的时候，都是我在讲话。
And the feeling of biting is so exciting.
那我感觉好像鱼在上钩，那种感觉是非常兴奋的。
But he got stuck.
但是他不知道怎么办。
He said, "I have planned to accept Christ 15 years later."
他说，我想要十五年之后再来接受主耶稣。
He is 80 years old.
他现在已经八十岁了。
I said, "95 years old."
我说，你要等到九十五岁吗
？And I pray.
然后我就祷告。
And God allowed me to say something that was not out of my mind.
那我祷告之后，神让我讲一些话是我没有想到要讲的。
I say.老蔡、his name is 蔡老蔡 something that you have thought about for 80 years and couldn't find a solution.
我对他说老蔡有一件事情你想了80年可是你想不到答案。
Do you think you can resolve it in 15 years?
你想在15年你可以解决这个问题吗
And I said, how many 80 years a person had in his whole life?
我问他说你会有多少个80年在你的生命里呢
And then, just like that, he accepted Christ. I was soIt was so amazing. I mean, the way how the Lord was so unexpected.
就这样，他就接受了耶稣基督。这件事情真是意料之外。
Fishers of men, so exciting.
得人是很兴奋的事。
He used a very surprising strategy.
约书亚他用了一个出奇制胜的策略。
The method is never used before.
这个方法是过去从来没有被用过的。
And never again.
但后来也没有被用过的。
Circle around the city of Jericho, and the thing is, be silent.
绕着耶利哥走，问题是很沉默不说话的。
So I say, the strategy is silence is golden.
所以我要说，这个策略就是沉默是金。
God doesn't want us to say too much.
神不要我们说太多。
To let people know how much you know when we are very desperate situation.
神不要我们让人家知道说我们现在是在一个多困难的情况。
But by faith,
我们要靠着信心。
We see the wonderful work of God.
因着信心，我们可以看见神奇妙的作为。
Not before, happened before.
这个事情是前无古人。
And also not again.
也是后无来者。
I believe Jehovah's name is true. It's Jehovah Jireh.
我相信耶和华以勒这个名字是真实的。
The last 40 years of ministry, I really sensed the Lord how He provide a place for whatever church I serve. He provide the money.
在我侍奉过去侍奉的40年，我真的是经历神。不管我在哪个教会侍奉，我经济上面的需要，神都供应。
I once served a church with about 50 people.
我有一次是牧养的一个教会是大概50人的教会。
It's a tithing. Usually, it's not more than $3,000 a month.
那个教会的奉献每个月不超过3000块。
My salary is $2,000 a month.
我的薪水是一个月2000块。
And then the rent is $1,000.
那我的房租是1000块。
You figure out, is the church going to survive?
你想这个教会还能够继续下去吗
？But God really take care to provide a meeting place for us.
但是神真的是为我们的教会预备了一个聚会的场所。
I invited somebody to attend a evangelistic meeting.
我邀请一个人来到我们的布道会。
But the kind of decision he made was totally unexpected. Never happened in my whole life.
而他在那一天所做的一个决定是我意料之外，从来在我的生命中没有发生。
Not that was so moved to accept Christ. That didn't happen yet.
并不是他接受基督，那个还没有发生。
He was so moved.
他那一天很感动。
He said, "Oh, the Lord touched me. God touched me so much today."
他说今天神感动我。
And he has moved me to pay your church rent for a year.
他感动我为你的教会付教会的房租付一年。
$12,000 extra for a year.
12,000块那一年我们多了这样的数目。
I don't want to bring too much anxiety in you. I really believe that the Lord will take care of our meeting place. Amen.
我真的是相信神会供应我们一切的需要。大家 Amen 吗？
Not for him to assist us.
不是求神来帮助我们。
For us to have him lead us and for us to obey.
是让我们被神来带领，让我们来顺服神。
I usually don't go over time, but today I'm too excited.
通常我讲到都不会过时，但是我今天太兴奋
了。Last week people said I spoke too fast.
上次人说我讲得太快了。
I believe today I spoke too slow.
今天我想我讲得太慢了。
Reason for a desperate fight.
今天的背水一战的原因。
It's difficult to go back. There's no way to go back.
是因为退难，无路可退。
But yeah, it's difficult to move forward.
但是进也难。
And then there are strategies.
但是有一个策略。
We not just seek God to help, but we want to be an obedient servant.
我们不是求神帮助，而是愿意做一个顺服神的仆人。
Always we set apart. Set apart.
分别为圣。
Next time I may ask you, wash your feet before you come to church. We practice taking off your shoes, okay? Next time.
所以下次我要来练习，让我们大家能够把进教会之前来脱鞋。
The result,
结果是
there's expected thing,
有意料之内的事。
The Lord is going to build His church, Amen.
神要祝福我们教会。
The way how He did it is unexpected.
神做事的方式是意料之外的事。
He always has surprise strategy.
他常常有出奇制胜的策略。
So go to a place with no fish, but yet be fisher of men.
我去到一个地方钓不到鱼，可是却得到了人。
May the Lord lead us.
愿神与我们同在。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。主，我们要赞美你，因为你是掌管一切的神，你也是治理一切并且知道一切的神。主，我们感谢你。主，你说你愿意来当我们的元帅。主，我们所需要做的就是能够愿意谦卑，能够愿意顺服，能够愿意把我们自己交给主，相信主你的主权，相信你的意念高过我们的意念，也相信你的道路高过我们的道路。主，愿意借着今天的信息再次来提醒我们怎么样来寻求你，怎么样来顺服你，怎么样把自己放下，不是让神来照着我们意思做，而是我们学习怎么样来照着神你的意思做，以致在我们的生命里面，我们真是可以得到主你的祝福，真是可以得到你的引导，在我们的生命见证里面，那个结果是能够荣耀神，也使人能够认识神。谢谢主，听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。